You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Listen, also a prophetic word was given by Jeremiah Johnson talking about God's bringing a wrecking ball to the church in regards to deal with the religious spirit that's holding back the church. You know, you think about Kanye West, you think about it's already happening right now. It's amazing that he has no problem speaking his mind. He just says whatever, and he's just, you know, raw in his relationship. But I'm excited about Kanye West. I'm excited about these new folks. But also he talks about Justin Bieber is going to be returned back to his roots, and he's going to be a wrecking ball. It's amazing what's going to be taking place. But listen, this is Jeremiah Johnson talking about the wrecking ball coming to the religious spirit of the church.
You know, about 6 months ago, I had a wild encounter about a man named Kanye West. And 6 months ago, I had put online, I'd had this wild dream where the Lord said to me, just as I have raised up Donald Trump as a wrecking ball to the political arena, so shall I raise up Kanye West as another wrecking ball to the religious arena. And in this dream, there was a massive gathering, and on the platform was Donald Trump, Kanye West, and Justin Bieber. And as they began to speak to the crowd, it was at a church, it was a 50-50 split. And what I mean by that is half of the Christians were enraged. And the Lord said to me, even as I've raised up Donald Trump, I'll raise up Kanye West, I'll raise up Justin Bieber to drive the religious spirit out of the church. And I believe that there's a coming move of God that the church isn't ready for, but in 2020, we're going to be ready for it, Sid. And it is this out-of-the-box revival. So I went online and I prophesied, God is going to raise up Kanye West as a wrecking ball. It was just months later when literally in the news, Kanye West comes out with this album, this conversion. And here's what the Lord said to me, and I really want our listeners tonight to tune in here. God said, I have given Kanye West as a gift to Donald Trump because he is going to win him votes in the African-American community that he needs to win the 2020 election. So I believe Kanye West is a secret agent in the hands of the Lord.
It's amazing when you're looking at God is literally loosing angels on the face of the earth, and they're accomplishing his will. They're like angels moving around. Perry Stone talked about this. When God shifts the air up, when God begins to do things, then he fulfills prophetic things. Angels are moving around, making sure things happen just at the right time when things happen. So you're looking at, there's obviously angels working with our president, working with Israel, standing with somebody like Kanye West. I mean, getting the favor that he's gotten is taking place. I remember watching, I've been waiting in my spirit for a sound. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm like, the sound has to be released. I can't find this sound. I was looking back to find the sound. I was looking forward to find the sound. I was talking to people about the sound of worship, the sound of this release. And I remember seeing Kanye West early on in Jamaica, and I'm thinking, I'm watching him in Jamaica. He's worshiping God. He's got a, you know, crew with him, about, you know, 40, 50, 7,500 folks with him, and the people in Jamaica are gathered around, and they're just shouting to God, and they're worshiping him, and they're just aggressively going after him, and they're giving him their dance and their song. And I literally looked at this thing for an hour and just shook my head going, what? What? My grandson, he's like, does it, what? It's just like, what? This is awesome. But what is it, right? And it's like, God is moving. I'm so excited about it. As a matter of fact, he wrote an album. He had an album. He put together a lot of different artists came and wrote for this album to be able to worship. And he said, I don't know what to call it. And he said, we got to make sure it's very specific so people know specifically what we're saying. So he said, we'll call it Jesus is King. Jesus is King. And it's amazing. You got to hear it. You got to, you know, get it on Spotify, ever how you can get it, go to Apple, wherever you can get it, and just listen to it, you know, and support this beginning move. Pray for him and what's going on. But God is moving in a very, very powerful way. And now, you know, musicians are coming out and they're supporting. They're talking about Jesus. They're praying about him. They're acknowledging him. And it's like the entertainment mountain is beginning to shake and beginning to quake, and you're going to start seeing people just come out and boldly be in support of Jesus. So he's a wrecking ball to the entertainment mountain. He's a wrecking ball to the music industry. He's a wrecking ball to the religious mountain, because people are trying to judge us. Like, you know, they have these events and they bring pastors out to be able to preach the gospel, unapologetic gospel at these events, and thousands of people are getting saved. And the Bible Society is bringing Bibles in. They're handing out, at one event, they handed over 1,000 Bibles they handed out to people. So it's like, imagine if you, oh my goodness, when Jesus started walking the land in his ministry for his 3 years of ministry, he was rocking. I mean, the people who were lost wanted to be found. The people that were sick wanted to be healed. It was only the religious folks that were trying to stop it, control it, to judge it, to criticize it. And Lord is my witness, I have seen the religious spirit for quite some time, and it's really puzzling when you think, aren't we supposed to all get along? Aren't we supposed to walk in unity? Didn't you just prophesy to me this is going to happen? But you'll find a religious spirit comes in and begins to fight against the very God that they profess. And that's what happened during the days of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And it's the same religious spirit to be able to happen in today. But let me tell you something. Trump's a wrecking ball. Kanye West is a wrecking ball in regards to just breaking things up. But also, and I remember I got a prophetic encounter with the Lord. Showed me a friend of mine who's now with the Lord, a fellow law enforcement officer. We worked together for years, Melvin Posey, but he called me in this prophetic dream. He's talking about, you know, how Washington, D.C. is a house of cards and it's all going to fall. He's like, it's a house of cards. It's a house of cards. You know, it's all going to come down. And we're seeing things wrecked, and it's so good because, you know, people who control, you know, manipulators and people that are into witchcraft and just not following God, they have to have systems and things in place to be able to control folks. But when God moves, he's totally in control. He's in charge. And so he doesn't need all that stuff. We just need us to follow Jesus. So that's very, very exciting. Have you been praying? Have you been praying for your son or your daughter that's literally a prodigal? They just left God and you're wanting them to get saved, or they went away. Guess what? This is the year 2020 where your sons and daughters are coming home. Listen to this word from Jeremiah Johnson.
There's faith right now for those watching the program. Your sons and daughters are going to come home in 2020. I feel a harvester anointing right now. I just prophesy to those watching who think that their sons and daughters are too far gone. I declare the harvest is ripe and it's ready. We're ready for revival. But I want to prophesy Justin Bieber, he will be the next wrecking ball in the hands of the Lord. I did a conference where I called a woman out and I prophesied to her, and it was something small. I prophesied to her, ma'am, what the devil stole from the cradle, God says I'm more than able. She fell down. At the end of the meeting, she said, do you know who I am? I said, no. She said, I'm Justin Bieber's mom. and I believe that the devil has come and tried to steal from the cradle. And I prophesy again to those watching, God is able in 2020 to do immeasurably more than all we can ask for or imagine.
Ask for or imagine. Year 2020, the year that your son and daughters come back to God or come to God. What a powerful thing. Have you given up? It's time to believe God and pray for them. I'm excited about it because it's literally moving. God is fulfilling things prophetically in the earth. When God does that, Perry Stone talks about that the angels of God begin to come. You think about this. Okay, Jesus is about to be conceived. He's about to be born. Mary's about to be married to Joseph. Different things are taking place. Shepherds are in the field. Three magi or whatever, you know, all this thing's happening. How do they know what's going to happen? How did the timing happen? Because an angel shows up and talks to Mary, says, you've been found as favor, that the Spirit of God is going to hover over you and you're going to conceive a child and his name is going to be Jesus. An angel told her that. An angel told John the Baptist's dad that this is going to happen. And he didn't believe it, and it shut his mouth down so he wouldn't kill it with his own mouth, right? But then Joseph is going to divorce Mary because he found out she's pregnant. He didn't understand it was the divine pregnancy by God and that she didn't lay with another man. So an angel comes to him and tells him, listen, don't divorce her, marry her, don't lay with her until the child is born, but the child you're going to have, his name's going to name him Jesus. And so these are angels. Angels came and warned him in a dream that you and Mary need to go and go to Egypt until this this evil rule of Herod is over with. Well, an angel was right there at the political gathering when King Herod started saying, taking credit for things, and there people begin to tell him, oh, you're mighty, you're the one doing all this stuff, Herod. And all of a sudden, an angel just whacked him. I mean, when God begins to, and killed him, by the way, and it says the worms ate his body. But understand this, these are dangerous times for people who live a life, they're just flippant in what they do. They just do whatever, and somehow it works out for them. This is very important to pay close attention and follow our shepherd, Jesus Christ. Get up under a shepherd who loves God. Get in the Word of God. Understand that spiritual tectonic plates are shifting right now. Angels are causing this shift because they wouldn't shift with our own will. God has to do this. He's making sure the right dreams happen, the right words happen, the right events happen, the right leaders happen, the right things are happening. And angels are shifting all these things. As a matter of fact, some of the prophetic words are, angels are coming. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick was told by God that dark, severe times are coming to the earth. But in that, the great harvest is coming. And outside of God's angels coming to help us, we wouldn't even make it through it. So begin to understand, we don't worship angels, we worship Jesus Christ, but God uses angels to be able to guard us, to be able to advance us. He protected all of Israel with one angel. I mean, they're very powerful. It's very exciting. You know, it's, I want to encourage you. These are amazing days, but God is doing an amazing work in America, in the world. These giants will fall because God's angels take them down. That's what's going to happen. Can you imagine if the giant over China falls? Listen, I got to go. I'm going to join us next week because we're going to talk specifically about some amazing prophetic words about President Trump, three principalities that are coming down, and so much more. But listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. I pray that you would encourage them, Lord, that they would be encouraged to begin to call their sons home, begin to function in faith, knowing, God, we thank you that you got this all in your hands. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. Don't forget to comment below. We love to hear your comments about what's going on. And remember how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.